So President Trump says the US needs Greenland right now. And no doubt this is the map President Trump would like to see come about. Greenland has a population of 56,000, but it's the 12th largest territory in the world by land mass, although the world's largest reserves of rare earth minerals outside of China, vital for the tech, EV and defense industries where the US wants global dominance.
Mi si deve formalizzare l'alternativa, mi si deve dire quindi che cosa si intende fare, cioè dobbiamo prendere distanze nel senso che dobbiamo uscire dalla NATO, dobbiamo chiudere le basi americane, dobbiamo rompere i rapporti commerciali, dobbiamo assaltare i McDonald's, non lo so, che dobbiamo fare? Che dobbiamo fare? Altrimenti, chiaramente.
Lo che sta passando è terribile con gli incendi in tutta questa regione, diciamo. Y ayudamos en lo que se puede.
Estamos sorprendidos de que nos prendan fuego a la Patagonia. Sabemos que es a propósito. Lo tenemos recontra en claro que hay poderes que están del lado.
Resistance Chicks. I'm one of your hosts, Michelle. It's Sunday, which means we're going to go all around the world in this week's top world news program, stories, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to wait. I want to wait for Leah before I tell you something that I found was super interesting. Is it happenstance or happenstance? Does anybody know which one it is? Anyway, just so happens that I found out something that was just kind of interesting having to do with Greenland and Trump. So we've got Venezuela in the back pocket, new little tiny state, or, you know, Trump is kind of collecting countries. Like, you know, what was it when you were growing up that was the collector item? When I was a kid, it was the trolls. Like, I'm that old, I'm troll old, even though we weren't allowed to have them because their trolls are demonic and satanic, whatever. But it was the trolls. So when I was a kid, it was the trolls. Then as I got a little bit older, it was Beanie Babies, whatever fad, whatever thing it was that you had. Trump wants to do that with countries, okay? He wants to start collecting. I want to collect all the countries. I'm going to own all the countries. America's going to have all the countries. It's going to be the world globe of America. That's Trump. So we've got Venezuela, collector item. And you know what else we could equate this to? Speaking of today's show, did you see on my thumbnail? I did put a French fry. I put a McDonald's French fry. I couldn't help putting a McDonald's French fry. And I know all of you guys are telling me, Michelle, you're not allowed to have anything to do with McDonald's whatsoever. Here's the thing. Blame it on Maloney. Blame it on the baloney Maloney who called out the McDonald's. She's like, what am I going to do? Are we going to put sanctions on McDonald's? What are we supposed to do with the Trump? I don't know what to do. That's what she says. Because the world leaders are all like, I don't know what to do with this guy either. Her big grand idea was to put sanctions on McDonald's, but that was kind of a joke, obviously. She's like, what would I do? There's nothing I can do for this guy who's collector iteming all these little tiny countries. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? But speaking of McDonald's and collecting, you know what I miss? You know what I miss? And I don't miss it because I wouldn't be able to participate now because I can't eat McDonald's, mostly because of you guys and all the shade you throw at Michelle every time I say I had a little weak moment, okay? Like, I just throw, like, shade. I can't even see. There's so much shade. You people are like, I can't believe Michelle had a little moment of weakness and went to McDonald's, okay? It's like once a year thing, maybe twice, maybe three, maybe four times a year, okay? Listen, I know, all right? You can't help it. I'm recovering, okay? But the point is, do you remember collecting the monopolies? You did it. You all did it. Don't come in here mightier, holier than everybody. You all collected them. You went. That is what Trump is doing. Okay? He's doing the Boardwalk and Park Place of all the things. And most of the time, all of the little countries that he's trying to collect just so happen, just so happened to be a boardwalk and park place of a country that he wants for rare earth minerals. And that crude, that beautiful dark crude oil. We want it. We want it bad. That's Trump. So he is collecting. He's not going in and collecting countries that don't have it. What's the one that no one wants besides the utilities? Actually, utilities are pretty great because they bring you in income every single month. What's the lowest one? I can't remember. Trump doesn't go for those countries. If they don't have anything to offer, they're just a stupid country. I don't want to collect them. Give me all the boardwalk. Give me all the park place. That's Trump with countries. We're collecting countries now, just in case you were not sure. So I'm just laying that out there. So we're going to talk about it in a more serious manner besides McDonald's, except for Maloney, because she did what she did. She brought it up. She's the one that brought McDonald's to the table. Michelle didn't do it. Okay. Now, in a more serious note, these wildfires in Argentina. And these people are not playing games anymore. They know, like, who was it that we were talking to the other day? Not that it matters to you, because it was someone in our own, like, life. And maybe it was even at, like, a doctor's office or something. I can't remember. Talking about the climate I think it was at Dr. Jack's, or my chiropractor. And kind of bringing up these different things that keep happening. Well, I think we were just talking about our weather and how weird it is. Because we just had 60 degrees 2 days ago in January. When these floods and these fires and these whatevers, tsunamis, happen in these countries, I think at this point, these countries are like, you know what? I don't even believe any of you people. You did this on purpose. You did this to us. We are now the fallout of your manipulating and playing God with the weather. And so we have a clip of a guy who's like, listen, I know. You know what? Like Leah said the other day, don't pee on my shoe and tell me it's raining because I know it's not rain. It's yellow. Okay? Okay, pumpkin? I don't know. It's a day for me today. Y'all are here for it. Leah looks very nice and pretty. When she comes on camera, you'll see it. She looks so nice. Wow. Very impressed. You know, your highlights look good. I might do the whole show in a New York accent. I can't help myself today. I don't know what it is. I'm feeling it a little. Okay? A little riled up here. So if you guys missed our show on Friday, the woman, what's her name? I feel so bad that I don't know her name. Like I genuinely do. That was run over, or excuse me, that was shot by the ICE officer that she
Why do you
ran
know
over.
Her name?
Well, whatever. I'm gonna bring her up. I just feel like it's important to like know her name.
Her lesbian partner's got $1.5 million now.
So the fundraising. They keep showing, and I don't have this up here. They keep showing her picture of her when she's younger. She looks really beautiful. She's a very beautiful lady.
She doesn't necessarily look the same.
I think she's got a shaved head. If it wasn't AI, which it didn't look like, it looked like a real picture. I think her head is shaved. Yeah. Like she's like, so she went full bore. And I can confirm.
I think that the black people were going to go to the streets for a lesbian.
So three children this woman has. How many do you think she has custody of? Ulamas.
She's a bad parent.
She has one child she has custody of. That I can confirm. Candace Keller posted
with She's a lesbian butch couple here.
So
and she's got an attitude and she's not a good parent. Obviously, if you don't have custody to your kids, you ain't a good parent.
Well, sometimes that doesn't happen for, you know, court. I know I've met good people that are like, I didn't get custody from the court stuff.
No, that doesn't sound like the husband got custody. It sounds like the state took it away from this
two
lesbian.
Two children she does not have custody of.
Wow.
So she's a mother of three and so they post that picture of her.
She's obviously
with the beautiful long hair and she's on the beach.
Why are they doing this? It's such gaslighting.
And then they're raising money for her
this
lesbian.
Is so George Floyd-y.
Yeah, it is.
George Floyd was literally trying to scam somebody with counterfeit money. And then he was swallowing those pills in the car and yeah. he wasn't resisting arrest. He was in a physical altercation with an officer.
Yeah.
Speaking of history
and the past, this is what I was waiting for you. I wanted to tell you this.
I'm so excited. Here's the thing. I could hear your intro and when I come down a little bit late and I don't see the intro, Other people aren't either. So I want to see.
No, we're not playing it again.
I do want it. I do want to see it. I think that it's fun to see. I think we
it
should
wasn't
have,
that great. But what was them. Great, what and it's on there right now, is this world right here. You can't, can you see it? There's, I know you guys can't because it's big enough. Leah can't see it. It says Trump land, Trump land, Trump land.
I want to see your intro, please.
So.
Well, the artwork there was amazing. By the way.
Thank you. I appreciate you wanting to at least acknowledge.
No, I enjoy them. Each time I come, it's like a little game for me.
Okay.
So I got Trump land.
Here, you want me to make it
big? I got Maloney with the French fries.
Yeah. So there's the Trump lands.
Yeah.
Right there. So there's Maloney and the French fries. Because it was hilarious the way that she said that about, what do you want me to do? You want to put sanctions on the McDonald's? You know, I just thought that was so great. So anyway, what is so, thank Kimberly says, Leah, your hair looks beautiful. That's what I said. I said, oh, it looks, turn your head sideways. Turn your head sideways. Ooh, fancy. Turn it the other way. Oh, nice. Isn't that so nice?
Oh my gosh.
Whoa. What?
Look what we forgot down here from last week.
No. I would like to talk to you about something, Leah. Where is the mint chocolate globe?
There wasn't much left, Leah. Was there, Michelle? It was awful. Like, there
I was
a small
keeping it here as a snack. And there's only crumbs.
Wait a minute. I feel like they're being gaslit. I feel like I'm being gaslit because I was like, oh,
I was
remember
keeping
that.
The chocolate from Berry, the little chocolate mint thing. I sat here the other day. I ate like 6 of those wedges.
There was only like 3 left. I don't know how many wedges there were.
I came down here and there it was gone.
Yeah, it was gone.
It was gone.
I'm Trump now. It's my world now.
No, you're not even ready. Watch this. So I did this for Leah and I did this for you guys. It's not going to play. What is with everything not playing right now? So I'm going to fix that so that I have the little clip. I am Captain now. Okay, so anyway, Barry sent us a package last week. What? Well, maybe it was last year. That would be funny if it really was. But no, I think it was last week we got it and we opened it with all the chocolates.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell the rest of the class what happened to the box of chocolates?
We ate it. We ate it together.
We
did. It was tag
team.
It was totally tag
team. 75-25 on that big box. 75-25 on a chocolate. Now, I will tell you, I ate 75% of that mint. I did. I sat and I stuffed my face. I was hungry the other day and I sat there and I ate it. Okay. I did. Back to the McDonald's.
Well, he sent
stuff.
2 boxes.
Yeah, but I thought you gave one to Uncle Jack.
We haven't actually given
you didn't? Because I would have opened it up last night. And I also forgot about these. So now these are here and they're going to sit here. And you know what? We're going to be good about it. Sit right there. Now, at some point halfway through the show, Sean and Connie aren't here. We're going to open their package. Okay. They sent a package. She keeps saying you don't have to open it on air. And I think she really wants us to open it. So we will do that at some point. Okay. So yes, Barry, am I causing chalky arguments now? Yes. Yes, you are fighting over the chocolates because she knows that I love those dark, dark ones. We fight over the dark chocolates. Anybody sends dark chocolates, it's over. We'll wrestle. Okay. So
we're
going
to get tag team.
Leah has been lifting weights. She deserves more chocolate, says Kimberly. That's rude. That's rude.
Michelle's been working on the calendar, I should say.
I've been lifting the mouse like weights. Gosh, unbelievable. Tomorrow, 12:30 p.m., we're back at the park, weather permitting. Okay, so no, I want
to
tell you something.
Time to bring
super
to
fascinating. So if it's no secret that Michelle often does what I like to do is like a copy paste on the shows when I make the graphics. Okay, so I'll go and I will just, you know, put in my search to all the different things that I've made. Sometimes I'll start from scratch, but a lot of times I'll, you know, whatever. But I rarely, in a very long time, I haven't searched specific for a country and been like, okay, let's see what thumbnail I made for this country and just see what comes up, right?
Okay.
So today I sat down and I was getting ready to make our graphics and I put Greenland in there.
Yeah.
So this, I've done this before, something similar with the world and the Trump land and everything like that, okay? Uh-huh. Guess when it was.
No, when was it?
January 12th, 2025.
So, wow. This
1 year ago, almost to the exact day.
Wow.
We're doing Trump land, Trump Greenland, and talking about Trump, I'm going to take over Greenland. So, you know what? I know that all of you guys with your QAnon stuff and all the like, trust the plan. And like when you see all these things and the dots start to connect and, you know, what was it? Who was it that put in the sand? Was that James Comey? You know what I mean? About, you know, assassinating Trump or something like that. You know what I mean? Do you remember when he did that? And everybody's like looking at all these. I'm here to tell you something. I don't know. The timing on this is kind of suspicious. I'm not just talking about our show specifically, but the conversation, like, it's been a year. What happened to the Greenland thing? We need to bring it back. We never did anything. We threatened. But now I want to make it happen. You know, I think that's how. That's where,
probably.
Literally, that, I couldn't believe it when I pulled it up, and it literally said January 12th, 2025.
I know exactly what it is.
What?
It's the time of year when you're feeling rather cold. And it makes you think of winter. And then when you're thinking of winter, you're like, well, what can I do in the winter? And you're like,
you think of cold. That's it. That's got to be it. It's like, it's cold. What's one of the coldest countries in the world? It's actually Greenland. It's not Iceland. You know, it's super cold up there. Like, it's up there, man. I mean, it is up. They are the land of Santa. We've covered that before. Like, aren't they Santa land? Is there anybody higher than them that does the Santa? Is that above Greenland or is it on Greenland? Is it a country? Or is it,
no, it's like at the top of Finland, I think.
Is that what it is? Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't think it gets more North Pole-ish than those Greenlanders. They're crazy. Heather says, one of Trump's new resolutions, take over Greenland. That's what it is. It's a New Year's resolution. You know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to lose any weight. I'm not going to stop eating McDonald's. I'm not going to stop. I won't do that. Trump's not going to do that. Okay. I'm so sorry I'm stuck on this, but Trump is the worst influence. People throw shade because Michelle says she has McDonald's once or twice a year, maybe four times max. Okay. Y'all throw shade. And Trump convinces Bobby Kennedy to sit on Air Force One and drink a pop and eat a fry and a hamburger, and then be there for the photo op of it. That is like, you got pictures of him with a prostitute on Air Force One. That's what that is. That's what that's like. Everybody come to Michelle. Bobby Kennedy eating McDonald's with Trump because Trump is a bad influence. I'm not trying to convince you guys to do it. I will sit here and say, no, you shouldn't. You should not. Don't do it. Okay? Okay. I will tell you that myself. Okay. I tell it to myself. That's how I ended up at Wendy's the other day because I said to myself, self, no, ma'am, you won't, at very least, you won't do that today. See, you got to have talks to yourself.
That's a Meatloaf song. I could do anything.
You brought that up last week.
But I won't do that. No, I don't think I have.
I feel like you did.
I feel like I never.
Was it Meatloaf? It's not a Meatloaf song, though, is it?
Yeah.
Did he really sing that? That's his. Okay.
Yeah. All yeah. Right. Yeah.
We are going to get serious here. I don't care if you McDonald's. Thank you, Kim. Thank you. There are those of you out there that do. It's like, forget that she's been saving herself for marriage until she's 42. Forget any of that stuff. Don't morally. If Michelle ate McDonald's, I can't. We're not watching the show anymore. That's it. I've fallen from all the graces. It's not something that is a regular basis. Leah can attest to. But there are times when it is necessary for healing for the fractured soul type moments.
Actually, that's what I would put it. Yeah, it's better than cocaine. Better it's for you.
And you know what? We got people on our show that would argue that. They'd be like, Michelle, snort up something else. Just don't do that. I know you. I'm going to get messages about this afterwards. All right, let's get to the news. Okay. Leah.
Okay, so I want to go to Argentina first. This is an interesting story to me because Argentina has wildfires relatively often. I've never been there because I'm not of that wealth class. So there's a certain wealth class that goes to a place that, you know, as a brand of clothing that you, if you're watching my show, probably don't own and probably don't afford, but you've heard of it.
Anybody here been to Argentina?
Well, the rest of you are like, no, who goes to Argentina? Have you been to Patagonia? Oh, I know people who go. Well, you probably don't even know people who go there. You probably have heard of people go there. There's a whole brand of outdoor things that are four times as much as the most expensive outdoor thing that you've ever bought.
Right.
And it's more of a, in my opinion, status. A status. Like the North Face is, it might as well be something that you got at Walmart.
Well, yeah, I mean, compared to, and you can get that at Kohl's now.
Really?
It's really come down, yeah.
Yeah, you look in, you're just a pretender. It's a Patagonia, okay? It's, we over here, we Patagonias, all right? We climb mountains, and honestly, I have, you know, you're going to see some pictures, and it's a beautiful place. I think it's probably...
Are we in Patagonia right now? I'm so confused. Because you brought it up as a comparison.
Patagonia is in
Argentina. Is it? I didn't know that. Well, I'm glad we know. No. I did not know that.
You wouldn't. That's fine. It's fine. So Patagonia is in Argentina.
Raise your hand in the chat if you also didn't know that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So these are the Patagonian fires.
Oh, no, I did see that when I was... I did see that. I thought it was a different... I don't know why I was thinking it would be like a different one. I don't know. Keep going.
What I like about our show, you know, is that we are all learning things. And here's the thing. Learning is half the battle, right? You know what I like about Joe Rogan? Hmm. She's like, I don't know, look it up. You know, we got to be that. We got to be cool like Joe Rogan. I don't know, look it up.
I am that level cool. Because I just don't care. You don't know what you don't know. I don't need, and that's why you guys love our show. Because I'm not going to come to you and pretend something that I don't know. What's the point? There are a couple of times where if I misspeak and I did know it, but then I temporarily lost the knowing of it and got kind of confused. I think something like that happened about Canada a while ago. Then I felt stupid because no, I knew that. Didn't know that Patagonia was in Argentina. I don't know. I didn't know.
I need to give you the, hold on. I just need one more that has the, I sent it to you, that actually has the, it has a.
Shauna says you learn something new every day and you learn something new every time you watch this show.
Yes.
Let's see. Wicked Psych says, you're having a personal conversation over here. Barry says, I beg to disagree. Try Wales on Welsh mountaintop in the winter. It's bloody freezing. Okay, that's fine. I'm just saying that when you look at Greenland, it's up there. It's cold. Okay, I don't know how high up there it is on your Welsh mountain. Okay, he says, hasn't been over 3 degrees Celsius all week here. That's not that cold.
What is that in Fahrenheit?
Well, 0 degrees Celsius is freezing.
37.
It's not that cold. I mean, that don't be wimpy on me. I mean, I'm from Ohio.
That's kind of warm,
even I know
Barry.
37 is not that cold.
But it has been snowy, so maybe it's been pretty snowy.
Wicked Psych says, Barry, my son wants to move somewhere that is cold all of the time. That's really ridiculous. He shovels snow in a t-shirt. He struggles with any heat. He thrives on freezing cold. Oh, that's so his engine is really...
Yes, that happened with us with our cousins last week where they were all wanting to be outside in t-shirts and it was definitely cold.
Thank
outside.
You, Sharon. I love you. She says, I have heard of Patagonia, but I had no idea where it was. You have made me feel great. And Sharon and I will just sit in the corner of honest people because the rest of you didn't know it was there either. And you're too embarrassed to say it. Okay. That's what you're like. Well, I kind of had an idea that it was somewhere. Maybe. I don't know.
Somewhere. Maybe. I don't know. Okay. Let's Michelle. Some of these, I got a couple of these YouTubes. There's not a lot. I'm going to have to give my own commentary. So let's do some massive, this, just go through some of the YouTubes and we get some visuals of what's happening. And then I'll tell you what the interesting part of the story is as Michelle brings up these videos. Supposedly, there is a change to the constitution in Argentina.
Okay.
That Milei put in. With anyone that has large swaths of forests, you will inevitably have forest fires. Okay. After I don't know if it's 20 or 30 years what they made it, but Patagonia and these forests are protected wildlands, okay? But they changed the law so that, and just, you can just start playing
it. I'm just trying
to
find one of them.
That's Venezuela. You play one of the rights, should be a.
Here we go.
Okay.
You want me to just play it?
Yeah, just play it. We'll talk. So they changed the law so that foreigners could buy land.
What's happening is terrible with the fires all over the this region.
And we help
as much as we can. It's sad to see everything burning.
Cómo se quema todo, y a veces uno hace lo que puede,
and sometimes you do what you can and it's
así
not
que,
enough.
So
it's terrible what's happening here. It's terrible. So obviously for our podcast listeners, it's just shots of like an overview of the fire from helicopter, and it's just devastating. Again, I don't buy
it. It's over 5,000 acres that have burned.
It's unreal.
Head acres? I think it's head acres, actually.
Hectares. You know where Patagonia is. I know how to say hectares. How about that? That's fair. Liz says that I never knew where it was.
35 kilometers per Caler Hacro-Lagiento. Un viento si no creo super 35 kilometers per Caler Hacro-Lo.
I don't know what he was saying there.
Despejar.
But I mean, you just see again the footage. It's just like I can't even breathe watching it. You know, it's just so much smoke. Because here's the deal: even if you're not, and this is with any wildfire, even if you're not affected by the fire itself, you have to leave because of the smoke. You can't stay.
Right, right, right.
I don't have all of them up because I brought them up.
So what makes this interesting is that this particular forest is protected from anyone owning property here.
Okay.
But it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the government of,
Oh my gosh.
The government of Argentina just made it so that you can buy land from forest fire damaged.
No. Wait a minute. Where did you read that? On Twitter?
So this is not something that I'm just reading. So a lot of people are blaming Israeli and Jews. They think that there's going to be a land grab. This is not going to be one of those blame the Jews for everything, but there seems to be some fingerprints here that are not just speculation. So December 9th, Mele announces foreigners can buy Argentina land and develop it after the fires. One month later, Patagonia is burning. Prosecutor confirms the fires are intentional. There were accelerants, military grenades, and gasoline found at the site. So,
en cuanto a tierras rurales, se libera la compra por parte de privados extranjeros.
The prohibition, go ahead.
On changing the productive is also removed for 30 to 60 years after a fire.
So for 30 or 60 years after the fire, you can develop the land.
So, okay, I have something to say about that because you're just adding a piece of information.
I know.
If this is the case, which clearly it looks like it is, it would appear that the only reason to change that law would be because, or to make that a law, would be because there was no other way around being able to get these, you know, people to be able to buy this land. So you make it so that if there's a forest fire, you can buy it, and then you set a forest fire so that you, so here's, this is like a mystery movie. You find out who buys the land after all of this, and then you will see who set the fires. Who buys the land, and you see who sets the fires. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah.
Let me check out some comments, because I think you guys are probably just as shocked as I am about that.
Wicked Sykes says, I
don't know if it was a natural fire or not, but the people who used to illegally cut down the forest switched to lighting them on fire, less likely to get caught. Very well said. Barry says, at least with the fires in Argentina, they aren't thinking about invading the Falklands again all the time. They are fighting fires. At least last time the Arges tried the land grab, the Brits had won them, had a war with them and won.
So I can't find, this happened just like in December, but it obviously did happen. So, what I'm seeing here, just to be, so we're factual. As of January 2026, the status of foreigners buying fire-affected land in Argentina is defined by a significant push for deregulation under Javier Milei. Though these efforts face active legal challenges, in 2024 through 2025, the Milei administration moved to repeal previous laws that banned the sale of land affected by fire for a period of 30 to 60 years.
Mm.
These original laws were designed to prevent forest arson, where land is intentionally torched to clear for agribusiness or real estate development.
So it's literally the complete opposite. You should have just repealed the law, because that's what you did, essentially.
So that's one law. So we have two. This is kind of two laws combined, right? So that's one law that could be opened up for any Argentinian to use this land, right? Sure. So if you, Michelle, wanted to get a hold of some land, there's a lot of trees there. It's foresty. It's protected. I mean, I could see why you would, you know, even if.
So what is your.
There's another law that is law 27737, the rural land law, which historically limited foreign ownership to 15% of rural land capped individually at 1,000 head acres. And then they're targeting those. They would like to eliminate and that's a lot of land. Why in the world would somebody from a foreign country need more than 1,000 head acres? I don't know. These deregulatory measures have not been fully settled. And we do know that Milei has a very special interest with Israel. Okay.
So that was going to be my next question. So what is your connection? You brought up that clip we just watched, which was super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What is the connection with Israel at that point?
So I think I need the one that is,
I mean, military grade explosives is a very, it's not something to laugh at. So who is going to have military grade explosives?
Well, there's this video.
Grenades, whatever.
I wanted to get one that was, let's just play it and then I'll try to find the translation. There's a translation.
The one you already have up?
Yeah. So this, I'm going to tell you what this guy is saying and you'll see him crying. It's a minute and I'll try to find the translation. This guy is an Israeli. Supposedly he was starting a fire and this guy came and confronted him. You can press play.
Una hora te vas de ahí. Sí, sí, dale. Por favor, allá la casa.
Please.
Del otro lado.
Is this it?
En el bosque no se puede hacer fuego. Prohibido.
Okay,
everyone is sharing. You're not hearing him? You should hear him. He cries. Turn him up. Okay, so
that's not as it goes.
Why? So, but we don't know what he's... Why
yes, he's crying because he said, I saw you starting a fire. Why are you starting a fire? What are you doing here? Go away. You can't start fires here.
Yeah, that's not very loud at all.
Okay. So wait, he's
me acabo de dar toda la vuelta porque vi una nube de humo y salí de ahí. Están estos hijos de puta. Estos hijos de puta están prendiendo fuego en la concha de su madre. ¡Te vas, hijo de puta! Si no lo cuidamos nosotros, ¿quién más cuidará?
I have one that wasn't attached to this guy's video, but if you go to my YouTube history, he's got the one that has the translation. So I watched it first just like you guys did, and I was like, oh, what is he really saying? I want to know what he's really saying. And he started in at
Israelis
43 seconds.
Are under fire.
And then you can read
that.
I have
the video translated. I'm going to show you of an Israeli tourist who was supposedly starting a fire in Argentina until somebody caught him and started cursing at him, telling him to get out. So here's the video. Go ahead and take a look at this.
Una hora te vas de ahí.
1 hour.
Una hora.
Some caption te vas de ahí. For you guys.
1 hour.
Sí, sí.
Yes, dale. Yes, Dale. Please, there.
He's basically saying,
there the tent.
Let's see.
Over there on the other side.
Start a fire.
On the other side of the forest. Does not know forbidden fire.
Here. Might be there's, you're not
forbidden
allowed
fire,
to
no fire
fires
maybe
here. And he's like cussing him out, basically telling him to walk off. Now this video got millions and millions of views. The audio might not be as loud. You don't actually see a fire. You see him confronting him saying, hey, what are you up to? Get out of here. You have an hour to get out of here. This guy's starting fires. See him swearing at him.
These
now
are blank blanks who
the person
set
who's holding
fires
the camera was
you
very,
were the blanks
very upset
who set us on fire.
If you actually listen to him speaking in Spanish, you'll hear that he could tell he's actually starting to cry in the video. He's like, and he's just cussing them out. These people
how
are starting fires.
Fire,
these
brother
people are starting fires. Supposedly the person who took this video was then going around saying that, you know, he caught these individuals. There's Israelis.
Have
to go all the way around because I saw
smoke.
There are these blanks, these blank blanks, and they're setting fire. He's cursing and cursing and cursing at him.
No, I mean, so
si no lo cuidamos nosotros, ¿quién va a cuidar esto,
hermano?
And I mean, honestly, it's like 100% justified. It's, you know, I don't think anybody should be treating nature badly, and I would be just as angry. So apparently, this man is going. It's being public now that this tourist were Israelis. Now, the video itself, there's nothing to say that the individual recording it is lying. The video is factual. It's been recorded. That's been circulating on social media. It's gotten millions of views now. People are beginning to speculate, well, are Israelis causing the fires because they started hinting at, started bringing up previous articles back in 2011, and Israeli actually did start a fire in Argentina. And it made headlines at the time. His family, actually, the Israeli tourist family, defended the fire suspect, stating that the allegation was planted on him, and it wasn't actually him who started the fire. But the Chilean authorities stated, yes, there was an Israeli tourist that did start a fire. In the article, it states it was an accident, and he just didn't put out a toilet paper fire as well as he should have. Regardless, now though, Argentina's president is going off on social media, discrediting everybody, and of course, not just discrediting everybody, but just straight up calling them anti-Semites. You're an anti-Semite. How could you spread these allegations? What are you doing? Keep in mind, Argentina's president, if you don't know, I think out of every world leader, I've said it before, he has the best incline when it comes to kissing the Western Wall. He's
okay,
just all
can
over that thing nonstop.
Stop that right there. As far as what I've been able to discover, there is an active investigation that they've launched into reports that Israeli tourists were involved in igniting the fires. Following the incident where individuals were reportedly confronted by a local for attempting to start a fire, police are actively trying to hunt down that suspect who fled the scene. So they don't have that person in custody, but they obviously, I'm going to believe the emotion of this man, that intentionally or unintentionally, he was starting a fire where fires were not allowed.
Sure.
And he has now escaped. But they have his face. They have a picture. They have facial recognition. If he's going to try to get back to Israel, he would need to go on an airplane unless the Israeli government did send in there, at which case I'm sure they can just send a boat for you and you're gone. Okay.
Or he's just a patsy and no one even cares.
So local media and social media have circulated videos of tourists being confronted for illegal fire use. While some officials have used the general term foreign tourists to avoid legal liability, local reports and interviews with witnesses have specifically identified the suspects as being of Israeli origin.
Now, so here's my question back to what you stated or what we read about the accelerants and the military level grenades. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit different than a guy with a match.
Yes.
So which is it? Is it a guy with a match that started it, or was it the accelerants and the military grade grenades? And again, my mind just goes to like, okay, so which is it? Did Tyler Robinson shoot Charlie Kirk, or was it something bigger?
Mm-hmm.
Is there is this Lee Harvey Oswald kind of guy with his, you know, toilet paper fire and match or whatever, that's some sort of fall guy? Because if they have the accelerant and the military level, you know, grenades, that's so much different than some guy setting fire to the forest with just like something small.
Yeah. So it looks like there is a reward for anybody who has information on the wildfires, $33,000 reward. Says the prosecutor, the fire in Puerto Petrida was started with lighter fluid or gasoline.
Okay.
Which definitely shows someone meant to start a fire. And there's a reward out for any sort of information that you may have. Now, let's go over here to what the locals are saying. So they believe that, this is what a local person is saying, they believe that they're burning their, other people are burning their paradise. That, I think one to the left maybe, nope. Yeah.
What
hurts the most in the heart and your soul? Go ahead, read it.
Let me turn this down a little bit. Is when you see the dead animals. We are raising funds. I can't even talk about the anguish we feel. We live here. This place is paradise for us. And they burned our paradise, man. They left us. They ruined everything. And that's what's happening here. That they're trying to sell Patagonia to all the Jews. This has been known for a long time. Everybody here knows it. The place is crawling with Israelis. They're trying to buy the land. And the only people stepping up are the ones who lost everything here. They left us alone.
So that woman obviously is not lying. She believes what she's saying. And why is Patagonia crawling with Israelis? Israel is not a very large country. To spread out Israelis across the world, there wouldn't be anyone left in Israel to have a large presence of Israelis. Why is there a large presence of Israelis in? But here's the thing. Just like Trump wants Greenland, it's possible that Israelis are not trying to get Argentina, the whole country, for themselves, just pieces of paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you want pieces of paradise? I would say that if you were in Israel.
It's not paradise now if they're burning it down.
Now, Michelle, maybe we should do a good little, maybe we should bring up a video of Patagonia, like how pretty it is.
So Sharon says, Patagonia is a vast area spanning both Argentina and Chile, with eastern border on the Atlantic and western border on the Pacific Ocean. Known for its beauty, it contains different ecosystems, including deserts, the Andes Mountains, glaciers, fjords, I don't know what steppes are, and Patagonia is the southernmost part of South America.
Okay, so
Thank you, Sharon.
I would love to go there. I feel I'm kind of a nervous traveler type person.
Yeah, think.
I don't know. I'm kind of a big, what's up, busy. Guys? I'm the one that plans all the trips.
I know, but you get nervous about leaving and stuff.
That's only you recently. Get nervous about if leaving mom's the going, behind. We're all going. Right. I'm fine. Yeah. I'm excited. Let's all go. If mom says let's go to Argentina, I'm planning it tomorrow, and I'm gonna have a real good time. Okay. All right.
And I recently returned from exploring the incredible region of Patagonia, and I want to share with you my favorite places and experiences. So here's my Patagonia top 10.
We'll just pop through.
Located in the bottom halves of both Chile and Argentina, Patagonia is one of the most beautiful regions on Earth. It's home to some of the world's most stunning mountains, massive glaciers, and incredible wildlife. Wow. From the jagged peaks of Fitzroy to glacier-filled fjords, Patagonia will leave you in awe with its endless beauty. Me and my wife spent a few weeks exploring the wonders of Patagonia, and I can't wait to share this video with you. To get to Patagonia, we flew to the town of Punta Arenas in Chile, picked up our rental car, and started our Patagonia adventure. The first place we visited was Torres del Paine. I'd say this is one of the most famous places in Chile and Patagonia. It was about a 4-hour drive to get there, and when we arrived, I couldn't believe the beauty of this place. We checked into our hotel just outside the park, and we had an incredible view of the Los Cuernos Mountains. They are seriously some of the most incredible mountains I've ever came across. The next day, we drove inside the national park. It was $55 a person for a 3-day pass. My favorite place was the area exhibited. Around Lake Pahoehoe, and it has this striking blue color. The day we were there, the wind was blowing so hard, it was creating waves along the lake to spend the night. We kept going, probably, and after about 3 hours, we got to the hardest section of the trek. It's an uphill scramble, and it was a challenge, but once you reach the top, you're rewarded with one of the most incredible views of the Torres Mountains. We spent a good hour just enjoying the view, and also...
But what does that look like to you?
Glacier.
Israel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess what you're saying, yeah.
Recovering from the hard hike was an absolute adrenaline rush. We filmed the gray puma for a bit, and then this other brown one came out of nowhere, and they got in a little fight.
Oh, no, watch it.
After it found a nice place to rest under the rock, we came across some more pumas and got some incredible shots of them with the surrounding landscapes. The main prey of the puma is Guanaco's Fitzroy Mountain. It's just a bin, and it's pure nature that's basically untouched aside from the trail. As we were getting closer to Fitzroy, the clouds around the clouds. So make sure when you... The main reason we came here was to visit the nearby Perito Moreno Glacier. It's located about an hour and a half drive from El Calafate, and I have to say it's one of the most impressive, especially during Ocho. One of my favorite... You can fly from Buenos Aires or El Calafate, or also take a bus. A lot of birds.
Wow. Okay, so that would be a place that you might want to take over.
So I do need to do a little shout out to Sean, who's here. Because Sean and Tracy were some of our most avid viewers for a long time. So first of all, you get demerits for leaving us for several years. But you'd also get a big thumbs up for being back here. Most of the chat's taking place on Rumble, but Sean's over on YouTube. So shout out to Sean and Tracy who live in the UK. So it's been a minute since you guys have been here. So and Sean's a milkman, or at least he was.
We sailed down the...
And so he struggled to stay awake late enough. I put that in air quotes because he had to get up at like... nighttime to do the milk.
Yeah.
So we couldn't stay up late to watch our shows.
Okay.
So now he's here.
Hi, Sean. Love it that you're here, Sean. So glad. All right, Michelle, would you play this one more clip here from the local media?
Adelante. Mariano.
Go ahead. The situation is really dangerous. Please observe your calls at the moment here on the side of the nation. What is that? Some
national rule 40.
Only means observe the situation. At any time, we have to distance ourselves. The fire is feeding again with the winds at this hour. They need to evacuate. It's now burning right now.
You probably don't need to read it. It's just he's just telling you where.
I'm reading the subtitles. This instance is given. We're likely to have it being something. Police personnel. That's going way too fast. What, do they talk that fast?
It's just he's just talking about the fire. You can just
Leah. I'm just saying, do they talk that fast? Do they get that many words per second?
They do. They do, actually. They do.
They master. Do you have the YouTube short that you sent me that I used in the clip today?
I don't know, but I do want to throw out some of this kind of conspiracy-esque deal. Milei has won the midterms. This is from October elections in Argentina after introducing a new electoral cheat-proof system. And while wrecking the economy, somebody's saying that he's wrecking it. I don't know. I think he's doing pretty good. But he did need $40 billion from Trump as a bailout. What is interesting, though, is Milei has four ex-executives at his front desk here from
JP Morgan,
which I found incredibly interesting, that nobody is as great as we think that they are, including Milei. And
so let me see if I can add this and see if it'll play. I don't know why our videos that Michelle's adding here are not playing, which is just weird. Okay, so I can't get this to play, and I don't know why, but I have it. This is the one that
wanted
you to play because I used it in the intro.
Yeah, okay.
If you can find it, I think it was a YouTube short.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not really sure why these are not playing now. I guess we'll just have to.
Hang on. I know I can get it up.
Well, it's fine. It's just so he is saying, listen, again, kind of like that same lady, like we know who's doing this. We don't even like we're not even playing games anymore. Mm-hmm. A lot of this stuff is not what you think that it is.
Greenland, hang on.
It's the one in between up there. It's an X I said it was a Twitter. YouTube. It's a, there it is.
Okay.
All right. So let me make this big. Leah, what do you think? While I get this up, what do you think?
I'm trying to give the citizens who are in the midst of the fire the benefit that they're a doubt that they're telling the truth.
They're the ones that are telling us we know what's going on. So why wouldn't we not believe them? So let me turn. Okay, it's already turned down. So this is what this guy is saying. We're no longer shocked when they set Patagonia on fire. We know it's intentional. We are absolutely clear about it, that there are powers involved. They have real estate interests. They have mining interests. And it's something that they are...
That lately they do right in our faces. And
they don't even try to hide it. They don't hide it at all because they have everything on their side.
Wow. So... Guys, that's why, like, when I hear, like, a melee or somebody and you, I'm so excited that there's seemingly good right-wing leadership. And then you see that they probably are surrounded they're surrounded with corporations. And that their idea of a reset from socialism is just to bring back crony capitalism.
It's the only capitalism that they know.
It only swings back and forth. And that's the saddest part is that Argentina is now like, hey, socialism wasn't working very well. Let's go and do crony capitalism, which is just going to turn your beautiful country into a McDonald's land, which is gross. Right.
Yeah.
And here we have another video on Patagonia.
I would like to tell you a little bit because I'm from Buenos Aires. In Argentina, we all love Patagonia, and we are suffering like shit. I'm here to tell you that you're discussing Plan Andina, and we are seeing it, and guys, it's happening. We are, I don't know if you can look to in my, I don't know how to say this, wall?
Your timeline, yep.
Profile, yes. And you can see that from the last 15 years, it's happening that some tourists, I don't know how to say this, entre comillas, they are not tourists. They come to Patagonia, they keep trashing everything, and these wildfires are happening since 2010, 2008, even before that. And it's crazy, and I believe that it's happening right now. The Plan Andina. Why?
Might have
because Milei, really our president, just erased two laws of our constitution.
Milei actually took a law away. So these forested lands in Patagonia are considered protective native forest. When the fire burns, before they were always protected. When the fire burns down now, they become unprotected due to a law that Milei eradicated. The Constitution protected those lands permanently. The provision did that was taken out by Milei. Now when the fires burn the forest down, the land's no longer protected and it becomes federal and he can sell it.
Exactly.
So I would like to pose another theory.
Oh,
Leah, not that Israel set the fires, but that possibly even Argentina set the fires themselves, because she just gave us another piece of information that we did not have, that when the land becomes federal, then Milei can sell it. And we do know that Milei is, or Argentina and the government is barely able to stand right now financially. Mm-hmm. They do not have any money. That entire country has nothing. They needed $40 billion from Trump to help bail them out because they're trying to start over. They have nothing. So when you have nothing, what do you start to do? You start to look around and you have a yard sale. Mm-hmm. What do I have to liquidate, to sell, to get funds?
Yeah.
So if the land can become federal and then they can sell it, I would not put it past Argentina and Milei to set fire to their own lands so that they could sell it as a fundraiser.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that out there.
It makes sense to me. That's great. Now we're going to go to Venezuela first. and I want to play for you what some Venezuelans think. Venezuelans react to Trump's call to avoid Venezuelans' airspace amid boat strikes.
me parece algo.
I think it's unfair because there are people who need to travel.
Personas que necesitan viajar de repente.
To work and business and to see our family. And we Venezuelans are not to blame for these situations. We are the ones who pay for the consequences for the things that are happening.
De las cosas que están sucediendo.
It affects us a lot because at least many people who were abroad, who were going to spend Christmas with their families here, can no longer do so. And many people who were going to visit their families abroad can not do so either. So we're locked up here in Caracas, in Venezuela. Of course it affects us. It doesn't affect anything because if at least the people who are going to come, like my daughter, they come, they stay in Calcutta, the border, and then they come if they are going to, after that,
enter Venezuela. There's a little fear here.
In that particular matter, that something might happen to her during that journey. But I don't feel afraid. I feel at peace. I don't know, really.
So we are usually fed images of Venezuela as this totalitarian type Somaliland, when even under, and please don't go crazy on me, under Maduro, these Venezuelans, life has kind of balanced out for them. Like when Trump first came to office and Rand Paul had a whole book on Venezuela, we got the Venezuela boulevards and their economy's horrible and people are eating the animals in the zoo and all these things. Michelle, people will say, hey, Leah, it's just the rich people who are doing well. That is just like Argentina. That's just like, I mean, looks even better than where Corey lived in Nicaragua. Like that looks like a, like,
oh, it's way more westernized than Nicaragua.
It looks westernized. It looks like the people are, the people that are being interviewed are not emaciated, fear for their life. You know, I just feel like a story needs to be told correctly if we're going to tell the story.
Right. All right, you guys, I know we're on a serious topic, but I cannot end this outro without saying a huge shout out to Blessed to Teach for rating our stream today. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the Resistance Chicks family. We love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning into Resistance Chicks right here on Faith and Freedom TV. We always love being a part of this phenomenal God-filled network. If you want to support Resistance Chicks, you can do so by visiting shop.resistancechicks.com. And we have a special promo code just for you guys. Be